Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Barrow, and I am a second-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 8, 1843, it was reported in the Barbadian that three persons were charged under the Cutting and Maiming Act. William Cox of St. Philip was charged for assaulting William Gale in a brutal and violent manner over an agricultural dispute. Information taken directly from the court, it was reported that Gale and Cox both rented adjoining lands for agricultural purposes. In August the previous year, Gale accused Cox of purposely throwing weeds onto his fraction of the ground. An argument ensued and Cox was charged with destroying two fingers on Gale's right hand and breaking the wrist to the elbow on the left hand. Although both parties sustained injuries during the melee, Gale's injuries were very extensive in compared to what Cox received. Cox, who was being defended by Counselor Grant, acknowledged the jury's guilty verdict. His Honor remarked, "This case was one of the most aggravated and savage assaults he had ever tried during his period." There was also the case of Sharper from the parish of Christchurch, who entered a not guilty plea of committing assault towards Sarah Mercer, a laborer of the Bridge Estate. Sarah had approached Sharper and accused him about something he said regarding her. An argument ensued, and Sharper challenged her to a fight. Sarah refused. In doing this, Sharper waited until Sarah left work and attacked her with a knife, inflicting wounds to her back and on her arm. The wound on her arm was so severe that it made her arm incapacitated. Sharper then threatened her that the next time, one should be for the grave, the other for the gallows. Eyewitness recounted what transpired that day, and Sharper was sentenced to 9 calendar months of imprisonment. He was also asked to remain in prison until he secured the £100 and two securities in bond of £50 each to keep the peace for 12 months. Wellington Skinner, a colored woman of Spikestown, was accused of entering the house of Susanna Ford with a hatchet, chopped the floor and other parts of the house, then challenged Ford to a fight. Ford armed herself with a bottle, but Skinner caught hold of her and dragged her out in the street, bit her eye, split her ear, and gave her a frightful cut on the arm with the hatchet. During the hearing, Skinner, who had 4 young children, begged for mercy, but was ordered to serve 4 calendar years in prison. As a result of her threats to the witness, at the expiration of the sentence, Skinner was required to give security for her good behavior for 12 months, herself in £50 and 2 securities in bonds at £25 each. These cases of wounding in the years immediately followed emancipation, reported in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, April 8, 1843, were of immense concern to the judge, who lamented that this crime was on the increase, but the law did not give room to impose harsher penalties.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.